Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the American Awakening. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks for joining us tonight. We have Gary in Michigan. We have Chris in Vegas. You guys are welcome to chime in at any time. Gary, I know you always have a lot to share that's very insightful, so just feel free to just, you know, come barge right in. Don't be bashful. Do start us off with some commentary and a prayer, Gary. I don't think we got around to that before. Let's hear from Gary in Michigan for a few minutes, and then we'll get back to the protocols of the meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion.
Hi, everybody. This is Gary Don in Michigan. And I do have a couple of things I'd like to read out of the scriptures I think that are important. Eric's been bringing up, he's going to bring a study about the Learned Elders of Zion. It has to do with knowledge. Before we get to the verse in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, we read the first verse. We want to know who our Father's talking to. He said, "Hear the word of Yahweh, ye children of Israel. For Yahweh has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of Yahweh in the land." And it goes on, verse 2, by swearing and lying. It kind of reminds me of the pulpits of America today. They swear, they lie, okay? They steal. It says killing and stealing and committing adultery. They believe in that. They believe in the race-mixing thing. And they break out, and blood touches blood. When you get down to verse 6, he puts it very, very clear through here. He says, "My people," as we said right here in the beginning, he's talking to the house of Jacob Israel. He said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because they have rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing that thou hast forgotten," this is important, folks, "the law of the father, Yahweh, I will also forget thy children." And as we look at this nation, as we've heard Chris bring out and Eric's brought out and other people that have come on to talk, they are so discouraged, because we now have cities of heroin. And Michigan is pointed out, Port Huron, Michigan is a city of heroin. Carroll up here in the Thumb of Michigan, a city of heroin. What a disgrace. And they're young people. They've not even probably lived a little bit. They're solidly on this heroin addict thing, and it's all across the country. So as we look at this, the Father made it very clear that if we do not want to follow what he has to say and what his laws have to say, then we're going to pay a penalty. Now, if we get over here, before we go into these Learned Elders of Zion, let's see what our Father had to say when he was on the face of this earth in Matthew in chapter 23, verse 15. He says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than you are." So he's calling them right there the children of hell. They are the children of hell, all these people.
Yep.
And they do these hellish, damnable things, like the protocols of Zion, the Jewish Talmud, the Babylonian Talmud, which you can't find anymore. The Babylonian Talmud has so much evil in it, it's totally sickening. But he makes it very clear here. And these proselytes are Israelites who sold their birthright to the Jewish cabal. This is what they are. They're out here. All you got to do is look in the pulpits of America, and they're everywhere. And of course, they're in banking, they're in law, they're everywhere we look. Judges, everywhere we look. If they're not of the Jewish remnant, they're a proselyte. okay? They sell their birthright. And with that, we go into a real a prayer of thanksgiving to our Father, what he has done for the house of Jacob Israel and the sons and daughters. We thank you so much that you give attention to us. You give us the word that we should follow. And you give us the laws that were for the benefit of us and our fellow brothers and sisters. We pray, Father, for Chris in Las Vegas as he's doing through his time of trials. We pray that he overcometh. And we thank you for Eric and for his steadfastness in the word and the teaching. And we do thank you for this time. And we ask that you bless the listeners and bless all who are underneath the hearing of the word. We ask this in our Father's name, Yodi Vahi, so be it.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you for that. Appreciate that, Gary.
If I might,
amen.
Gary.
Go ahead, Chris.
I might. Well, you mentioned a couple of things when you were speaking there that spoke to me rather loudly. The word hypocrite, and I have to give thanks to Brent Allen Winters, commonlawyer.com, for bringing this to my attention. In the ancient Greek, Latin, or Hellenistic, or Ha-El-Lanistic, as the case may be, Hippocrates was what the stage actors carried because they spoke from behind the mask, which is what the transliteration of that word term means.
Hmm.
You mentioned
very
cabal.
Good. Very good.
The cabal is the assembly of the worshippers of Baal. Is a kahal is a symbol of worshippers, the god El, Ha.
Yep. Baal.
And then
yep.
We also remember the Kabbalah. And these all have secrets entrained in the names. And the Talmud, the Zohar, which were the spoken stories of the rabid rabbis, or the rabbis, the two sons, as the case may be, these words all have deeper meanings encrypted within them that we're not given, most of us are not taught anything, and without studying this deeply and having spiritual discernment and perhaps guidance from above, it's very difficult for us to find these hidden mysteries.
Exactly. Any comments on that, Gary? We're going to move into the protocols of the meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion. Protocol number... Yes, Gary.
I was just muted there a minute. I go back in the days when we did have access to a Babylonian Talmud. And if you've ever wanted to read anything that can make you as sick as possible, that's the one to read. The one they'll show you today is the Jerusalem Talmud, and that's more or less been prepared for the general public to look at. But the real
right.
thing they follow is the Babylonian Talmud, as Chris says. And Chris, I thank you for your helpfulness in this area and bringing forth the more truths. And with that, I yield, and we'll get on with the protocols.
Protocol number one of the protocols of the meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion. Putting aside fine phrases, we shall speak of the significance of each thought. By comparisons and deductions, we shall throw light upon surrounding facts. What I am about to set forth, then, is our system from two points of view, that of ourselves and that of the Goyim, who are the non-Jews. It must be noted that men with bad instincts are more in number than the good, and therefore the best results in governing them are attained by violence and terrorization and not by academic discussions. Every man aims at power. Everyone would like to become a dictator if only he could. And rare indeed are the men who would not be willing to sacrifice the welfare of all for the sake of securing their own welfare. Yikes. What has restrained the beasts of prey who are called men? What has served for their guidance hitherto? In the beginnings of the structure of society, they were subjected to brutal and blind force, afterwards to law, which is the same force, only disguised. Oh, and enter the witch's court. I draw the conclusions that by the law of nature, right lies in force. Political freedom is an idea, but not a fact. This idea, one must know how to apply whenever it appears necessary, with this bait of an idea to attract the masses of people to one's party for the purpose of crushing another who is in authority. Whoa, there's Saul Alinsky right there, huh? This task is rendered easier if the opponent has himself been infected with the idea of freedom, so-called liberalism, and for the sake of an idea is willing to yield some of his power. It is precisely here that the triumph of our theory appears. The slackened reins of government are immediately, by the law of life, caught up and gathered together by a new hand, because the blind might of the nation cannot for one single day exist without guidance. And the new authority merely fits into the place of the old, already weakened by liberalism. Oh, my God. Any comments on that, dudes, before we go on any further? I'd like you guys to start thinking of what you hear in this that is applicable to today. I heard it there. Any comments, Chris or Gary?
Well, the thing about the force that you mentioned, that's just a restatement of what we know today as might makes right.
Right, yep.
And then you talked about lie-bar-lie-ism. Mm.
Yes.
It's really, when you start looking at these words, there's some stuff hidden in there.
Oh, all kinds of stuff in here. So the task is rendered easier if the opponent has himself been infected with the idea of freedom. Amazing how these people thought. It is precisely here that the triumph of our theory appears. The slackened reins of government are immediately, by the law of life, caught up and gathered together by a new hand. Oh, lovely. Would that be the new hand of the learned elders? Boy, these guys were only learned in wickedness and evil. Of course, we can't for a single day exist without guidance from our mommies and daddies and the learned elders. Boy, jeez. couldn't pull off anything.
I think Thomas Jefferson told us that those who wanted to be free and dumb, what never was and never can be or will be.
And exactly. And how about the last line of it? And the new authority merely fits into the place of the old one, which has already been weakened by liberalism.
The new authority is the old authority. The new world is the old world order.
Gold. In our day, the power which has replaced that of the rulers who were liberal is the power of gold. Time was when faith ruled. The idea of freedom is impossible of realization because no one knows how to use it with moderation. Oh, boy. It is enough to hand over a people to self-government for a certain length of time for that people to be turned into a disorganized mob. From that moment on, we get internecine strife, which soon develops into battles between classes, in the midst of which states burn down and their importance is reduced to that of a heap of ashes. Boy, that describes Rome, huh? Crashing and burning after decadence. Internecine strife, which soon develops into battles between classes, in the midst of which states will burn down, their importance reduced to a heap of ashes. Boy, these guys, these learned elders are scorched earth. Burn it to the ground, gang, huh? Okay, next, 8. Whether a state exhausts itself in its own convulsions, whether its internal discord brings it under the power of external foes, in any case it can be accounted irretrievably lost. It is in our power. The despotism of capital, which is entirely in our hands, reaches out to it a straw that by the state, willy-nilly, must take hold of. If not, it goes to the bottom.
And number nine. Should anyone of a liberal mind say that such reflections as the above are immoral? Yeah, I would. I would put the following question. If every state has two foes, and if in regard to the external foe, it is allowed and not considered immoral to use every manner and art of conflict, as, for example, to keep the enemy in ignorance of plans of attack and defense, to attack him by night or in superior numbers, then in that way, and the same means in regard to a worse foe, the destroyer of the structure of society and the commonweal, be called immoral and not permissible? Is it possible for any sound logical mind to hope with any success to guide crowds by the aid of reasonable counsels and arguments when any objection or contradiction, senseless though it may be, can be made when such objection may find more favorable with the people whose power of reasoning are superficial? Men in masses and the men of the masses being guided solely by petty passions, paltry beliefs, traditions and sentimental theorems fall a prey to party dissension, which hinders any kind of agreement, even on a basis of perfectly reasonable argument. That's really important. Let me stop right there. Well, let me finish the sentence, and that'll be the end of this number 10 under gold. Every resolution
of crowd.
Yeah, go ahead, Chris. Let's hear it.
Well, I was going to say that you mentioned the two parts, the self and the goy, that's the two-faced man, that's Janus or Janus, as the case may be. And this is also where we get what's termed the Hegelian or Hegelian dialectic, the false paradigm or the false choice, where both lead to the same conclusion that was set up in the first, whenever the people were tricked into giving their consent to one or the other options, thinking they were different when they were really led to the same conclusion, which is basically their self-destruction by capitulation.
And also, may I add, symbolized in the double-sided eagle, with the eagle facing one way to the left and another eagle facing to the right. And if I'm not mistaken, that symbol is in Donald Trump's new coat of arms that he was issued by the nation of Scotland.
Yes, indeedy. Also, this is pretty bad. Let's see, where was I going with that one? I apologize. The motto of Mossad is "By deception we shall do war," and that's what they were speaking of precisely, is robing themselves the mask and disguising and not letting their plans be revealed to their intended victims, and they've been doing this since the beginning of time.
And if the war was in defense, it would be justifiable, and it's not. It's the war is everything is offensive. Conquistadorial, is that a word? Just mayhem. Gather everything they can. There's nothing to do with protection or self-defense and what those intelligence agencies are doing. It's all about, assassination, drug running, the pedophile network supplying and protecting the elites with what they want. And usually
one thing when you
good.
Come back.
We have music. That means break. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer with Chris and Gary. You're listening to The American Awakening. It's Eric sitting in for Mike Herzog. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support the network, won't you? Please, if you value what you hear, show it. And we'll be right back after this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hey, welcome back to the American Awakening. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. Thank you for listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. We hope you support the network. We hope you value this broadcast. I wanted to, and Chris and Gary have anything to say, just please chime in. I want to back up to this number 9 here under gold. This is my first time reading through these. I'm reading through it with everybody here for the first time. So if I'm stuttering a little bit, these elders have a convoluted way of thinking, to say the least. And they write as such. And it's difficult sometimes to kind of, I wanted to back up to this one here, because this applies. I just was rereading it during the break. The commercial break, I noticed that this really pertains to the bunnies, and I'll read it once more quick, and then I'll try to break it down into more like common speak. Should anyone of a liberal mind say that such reflections as the above are immoral, I would put the following question. If every state has two foes, and if in regard to the external foe it is allowed to and not considered immoral, use every manner of art and conflict and lying, deceit, and ignorance of plan, attack and defense, attack by night, and superior numbers, blah, 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 then why not, why is it, I'm going to translate the last line, because it's going to be easier to understand, then why can't we do that to the people domestically with the internal foe, who are the patriots, who are the Bundys? In other words, their justification is, if anybody says that all these things that we're doing are immoral, well, then I'd put the question to you, if we have the right, when another nation attacks us, to do anything possible to defend ourselves, well, then why can't we just go attack willy-nilly all the patriots and good people domestically who don't agree with the Zionist banker agenda, and then that's how they justify it in their own mind. So I thought that was very pertinent to the Bundys. And then, of course, number 10 said, is it possible for any sound, logical mind to hope with any success to guide crowds by the aid of reasonable counsels and arguments when any objection or contradiction senseless so can be made when such objection may find more favor with the people whose powers of reasoning are superficial? men in masses and the men of masses being guided. And now listen to how Machiavellian and negative these are. Everybody, to them, to the learned elders, is guided solely by petty passions, paltry beliefs, sentimental theorems, blah, 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 blah. And finally, this is the most detrimental. Every resolution of a crowd depends upon a chance or packed majority, which of its ignorance of political secrets, puts forth some ridiculous resolution that lays in the administration of a seat of anarchy. Wow, boy, these guys really had it planned out. So they look at us as their inferiors, not even children, because they're not nice to us children, if that's what they're looking at us as. Now, and I thought this was very interesting, which hinders any kind of argument, even on the basis of it. Let me back up a little bit. Paltry beliefs, traditions, and sentimental theorems fall prey to a party dissension, which hinders any kind of agreement, even on the basis of a perfectly reasonable argument. And boy, and that sounds like what's going on with the opposing political spectrum today. People at opposite ends of the spectrum. They're being hindered into any kind of agreement, even though we, on the side of the patriot community, have perfectly reasonable arguments. They fall into the paltry passions and petty passions and paltry beliefs that the Zionists are pushing on people and encouraging them to submit to through the corporate media. Okay, so that was my commentary. I'll get back to the article or to the protocols now. Yes, sir, Chris.
Well, there's some other aspects I've learned from some of the people I study with, and that is a concept of an ancient Hebrewish korban, which is basically take it because you can. And when we think of the word korban and add the kings of korban or the bond kings, that's where the bank kings come from, is the kings of korban, because they take it because they can, because we're naive enough or not sophisticated enough that we actually trust the banks or gangsters. And this is a word that I learned. I saw this when I was reading the FDIC's reports on the WaMu sale. They were talking about the bond kings. Uh-huh. and it separated like that. And when we learn about their ancient scheme of contracts called the Shatar, or the statute staples contract, which is an implied at law contract, which is presumed without your knowledge to trick you into being in contract with them. It's very deep.
Well, you got that right. Excellent point, Chris. Hold that thought till after the break. We have the music. We have the break. Support the network. This is Eric, the Freedom Streamer. Here it is, the Protocols of Zion. Fall prey to party dissension, which hinders any kind of agreement, even on the basis of a perfectly reasonable argument. We'll make some more on the way back after this break on the RBN Network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nutri-Medical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood, helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it really works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the American Awakening. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer. You're joined with Gary in Michigan and Chris in Las Vegas. This is the RBN Network. Please support the network. Don't forget, if you value what you hear, please show it. So we're talking about the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. Chris, do you have any comments on what we were just talking about? I thought it was very interesting that they, you know, that note the demeaning and comment. I mean, these people must really, it's a reflection into how they are and how they think when they claim everybody else's paltry beliefs and stupid, ridiculous traditions. And all this, I mean, they just literally spit all over anything that's related to our humanity.
Well, I do observe that you have to remember these fellows were self-deemed, or demoned as the case may be, to be the learned elders of Zion. And yes, they may have known some tricks and some deceitful things because they are the seed of HaShatan, or Satan as they like to call him, or Lucifer. And it is it's a very diabolical thing. And remember, the father of Zionism is Theodore Herzl, or Herzl, as the case may be.
Right.
It's worthy of taking a look at these things. And, of course, these protocols are allegedly something that was concocted out of somewhere in the fairly recent past, in the past 500 to 700 years. But I think they likely go back to Nimrod and Sumer and Babel.
Well, according to this, take on it, back to the time Solomon.
Well, exactly, Saul Amon, God man of the sun, or sun man as God. If you break it down into its component etymologic parts.
And notice how all these things we're talking about in these protocols are being applied today. It's like Henry Ford said, it fits then, it fits now, it fits perfectly. It's there's no disputing the fact that this is what's taking place. I don't see how anybody can argue with the fact that these are being applied by certain people against to us and against us to this day. And so it said, every resolution of a crowd depends upon a packed majority, which in its ignorance of political secrets puts forth some ridiculous resolution that lays in the administration a seed of anarchy. Boy, that sounds a packed majority. Here we go, 11. The political has nothing in common with the moral. Oh, boy. At least they're honest. Why don't we just call it a night and go home right now? That says it all. The ruler who is governed by the moral is not a skilled politician and is therefore unstable on his throne. He who wishes to rule... Go ahead, Chris.
You got to bring it to attention now. The eminent statesman Kiki Friedman from Texas said that politics is poly means many and ticks are blood sucking insects.
Where are we here? He who wishes to rule must have recourse both to cunning and to make believe. Great national qualities like frankness and honesty are vices in politics. Let me read that again. Great national qualities like frankness and honesty are vices in politics, for they bring down rulers from their thrones more effectively and more certainly than the most powerful enemy. Such qualities must be the attributes of the kingdoms of the Goyim, but we must in no wise be guided by them. I think they meant to say in no ways be guided by them. Anyway, the Goyim is us. Those are our Jesus believers. They got a lot of gall pointing the finger at us as being the heathen. You want to talk about heathen? I mean, these protocols, I wanted to also take issue with their thing that everybody wants to be a ruler. Everybody wants to be. I don't want to rule anybody. Most of the people listening to this broadcast and in this country don't want to rule anybody. They don't want to conquer over anybody. They don't want to dominate people. They want to have a decent life and be left alone. I'm sure there's some control freaks out there. Most of them work for the corporate government. So that's absolutely absurd. I mean, once again, these people are speaking from their own sick, twisted, evil, wicked point of view. And they put it on everybody else. Oh, because we're freaks who want to control the world and dominate everything and have all the gold and everything for ourselves. I guess everybody must be like that. No, only the heathen idiots who are Zionists. The political has nothing in common with the moral. Don't you just love it? Aren't you just seeing that today? Right is might. There's our next heading. Our right lies in force. The word right is an abstract thought and proved by nothing. Let me read that again, boy. The word right is in our rights. The word right is an abstract thought and proved by nothing. Okay, don't you like that? We have no rights. It's an abstract thought, but the state, which is a completely, totally fictitious entity, is somehow real. Oh, there's the upside-down Masonic inverted world that we live in. And by the way, I would highly recommend people go online and type in 100% proof Trump is a Mason, synagogue of Satan. I don't recommend many things online, but this one was very interesting, and I'm just taking a break here from the list to throw something out there that I saw online. One part was a little cheesy, but most of it was historical fact. And it was very interesting, and photographs of some very bizarre things, especially the opening photograph of this video that says 100% proof, Trump is a Mason, and then part of the synagogue of Satan. I think that's the title of the YouTube video. And if you type that into your YouTube search engine and watch that, the opening photograph says it all. The only way I can describe it is haunting. And there's not too many pictures that are really freaky and will kind of freak you out. But it opens with a picture of Donald Trump of smiling, a very evil smile. And it only starts out by showing just his face, and then the camera pulls back and kind of pans back, and you can kind of see what is all going on in total. But it starts off with a very kind of a disturbing, very weird smile. And as the camera backs up very slowly, you'll see him doing the Illuminati horn sign with his forefinger and his pinky, absolutely crystal clear, not just happen to have his hand in a happenstance position, and caught, by a quick shutter camera because in the middle of combing it, trying to move his hair. So, no, he was making with both hands the forefinger and pinky sign with his buddy and Alex Jones's buddy, Jesse James, who named himself after a murderer outlaw from the Western Mason. Jesse, the original Jesse James was a very high level Mason. And there was Donald Trump and the modern Jesse James, the car mechanic dude on the idiot box, doing their Illuminati hand, both of them, with both their hands, crystal clear, they were doing it specifically in the picture so they could be seen doing that. It was not an accident. This was not, you'll see it if you go online and check it out. And the number of Masonic hand signals that Donald Trump makes is quite disturbing. It was quite the hundreds of times he's doing it. A specific move he makes with touching the forefinger to the thumb, and another one with the holding his kind of hands in the shape of a triangle or a pyramid. It's very interesting how many times he specifically does those two very noticeable hand signals and a whole bunch of other interesting facts, such as. And apparently, I haven't been able to do all the research on this, but it looks like that Frederick Trump, Donald's father, was in business with Jared Kushner's father, Murray Kushner. And if anybody wants to confirm or deny that, I'll be open to, but that, it's hard to find. When I went on a search engine, they only gave me two pages, typed in Murray Kushner, Frederick Trump. There should have been thousands of hits that came up. With all their dealings throughout the city, they're both real estate moguls in New York. You know what I got? And this is on a start page. Two pages. One and two. It's about a half a dozen little stupid sites that told me almost nothing. And so the research is difficult to find. They've cleaned up what you see. I was right. And I got to say I was right. I got to say I told you so to people. Back when Trump was running, I knew we were witnessing good Mason versus bad Mason. And I'm not saying there's any good Masons. This is what they think. The good Masons, Donald Trump and company, are going to save us from the bad Masons. And instead of having a new world order, we're going to have a global world order, according to Rex Tillerson at his confirmation hearing, where he said global world order three times in 2 minutes.
That's your... this is really devious, what you're talking about.
It is... I mean, they have specifically thought out this plan to take over people's person and property and of course, their minds along the way, literally just warping people in this. This is a real playbook here. I mean, this is not, they're specific and insidiously evil in the specificity. Right is might.
Back
when right, of course. The word right is abstract. Means... Go ahead, Chris.
I had television before, Eric. I remember seeing one of a walk around Donald Trump's Trump Tower. I think it's at his place in New Jersey. Maybe it's the one in D.C., but it was opulently decorated with many different ancient sun god worshiping symbols and signs around the place and artwork, a lot of gold fixtures and so on and so forth. It seems like these high elite really like to have that gold for their... bathroom fixtures and so on and so forth.
Well, my sources tell me that gold is essential for space travel, and that's part of the reason. Hmm. And Earth is extremely rich in that mineral.
If you watch the Ancient Alien series with George Tsoukalos and some of his buddies, and the Legends programs, it seems that a lot of the pointings that they find in their studies and archaeological studies is that there were very likely ancient space people that are spoken to in Ezekiel and other books and the scriptures that came to this planet, and supposedly that some of the carryings on with the Neanderthals had to do with making hybrids and interspersing them with some of the stuff. And of course, then you got the Jaredites that were the giants with the six fingers and toes, and the whole thing is pretty mysterious, and we keep learning more and more.
Archaeology is everything. One could make the case that the entire conflict in Iraq was nothing to do with anything except other than looking for ancient technology. And the same source that told me about gold and space travel, very reliable, very high level, cosmic atomic top secret, according to this person, and that's about the highest level of security you could get at that time, called cosmic atomic, that covers nuclear and interstellar. And he said that the reason we went into Iraq was they're looking for a piece of ancient technology. And he said, where was the first place the special forces went when they went into Baghdad? The Antiquities Museum. And so it's everything else is a cover story for that. And I asked him, what specific type of piece of technology would you be talking about? And he said something would be something similar to a Stargate. And that's just something I heard from someone who is, and I do believe he was what he said he was when he told me about his service record and et cetera, et cetera. So that was very interesting. Let's get back to the protocol. So we have right is might. Our right lies in force. The word right is an abstract thought and proved by nothing. The word means no more than give me what I want in order that thereby I may have proof that I am stronger than you. Did you get that? That's what these idiot elders think the word right is all about. It's not something inherently given to you by the Creator so you can enjoy life. No, it's give me what I want in order that I thereby may have proof that I am stronger than you. Not be stronger than you. I may have proof to show everybody, look at me. I have proof I'm stronger than everybody. They're giant children. It's like the Star Trek episode. What was it? There was an old Star Trek of General Trelane on the old Star Trek episode. He was a giant child. He was killing people and murdering like Napoleon. And with a childlike mentality, it wasn't so evil and dangerous. It'd be just comical. It's really sad. So you are right, Chris. This is truly insidious, and it goes deep. So then they go on to say, where does right begin? Where does it end? Oh, boy, let me stop right there. Right there is your Masons. That's and with their credo of your perception is reality. Where does right begin? Well, where does it end? Who knows? Make it up on your own. Where does right begin? Mm. Where does it end? Okay, I guess it's up to the... I guess it's in the eye of the beholder. No, it's not. There are universal truths, and this is why it's important to have a focus on the Creator, because the Creator gives us universal truths and has created universal truths. There are certain laws of the universe that cannot be denied. And one is
you
good,
can go
good
back.
And, yeah. Go ahead, Chris.
Go back to Madame Halina Balditsky, or Balblotsky, as the case may be, who was the head of the Theosophical or False God Society, and she said that Satanism is love of self, as above, so below, act as if. So she said that we're all God-men or women, as the case may be, and so we have to act like that. Of course, that's the great lie of the great deceiver, that we can all be gods. And so it's just not possible or realistic to expect it to be so. So it's the preposterous and the absurdity is beyond the pale, but this is what these people deceived themselves to believe was true and tried to trick the rest of us into believing right along with them. And you look at the word believe, it's got a lie right in the middle of it. So it's based upon what other people tell us instead of doing our own due diligence and spiritual examination to reprove whether it is or not and qualify it and thereby know within our hearts as opposed to believing what somebody else tells us.
Excellent points, and as I read this, it reminds me of in this video that I watched, you know, online about the Trump being a Mason, and it showed all the hand signals he was doing, and that's okay. You could make the case, well, maybe he just talks with his hands that way and just happens to be making those specific Masonic hand signals all the time. okay, let's let them give them a pass on that one. There was one thing in there that was extremely disturbing and very powerful, and he was being interviewed by, I think it was the Christian Leadership Summit, and it was a video of his interview, and the interviewer said to Trump, he said, "Have you ever asked God for forgiveness?" And Trump went into this diatribe of not answering the question and danced around and made up a whole bunch of garbage, gribbly goop. And kudos to the interviewer who said, "Yes, Mr. Trump, I know all that, but have you ever asked God for forgiveness?" And the crowd started laughing and jeering like, "Hey, he caught you not answering the question, and he's going to hold you to it. Answer the damn question. You want to be president? Answer. It's real simple." And Trump he goes off on this tangent. He says, "You know, I don't bring God into that picture. So, no, I don't do that." He literally denied that he'd ever asked God for forgiveness. Now, how can you be a Christian without repenting? And please, watch it. Watch Trump's interview with the Christian Leadership Summit. That was the most damning. And you could just see the Mason in him dancing around the question of absolute power in the hands of God. You can see that he didn't want to defer to a true creator. Although he'll say it all the time, "I believe in God," and blah, 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 blah. So Hillary Clinton said she believed in God too, and you believe her? I mean, why are we believing this guy? You watch everybody who can watch his interview with the Christian Leadership Summit and watch him just completely deny ever come right out and say, "No, I don't do that. That's not part of the picture. We just need to move forward and make things right." Oh, and I could just reeked of the Masonic, "Your perception is your reality. Make up whatever you want to. You don't have to go to God for it. It's all in you. It's all about you and your higher self and your higher power." It's all a bunch of bullcrap. And it was very, very disturbing to watch him never not be able to say, "Yes, I've asked God for forgiveness for my sins and I've repented, and that's part of being a true believer." Any comments on this, Gary, before we close out the show? We got about 6 or 7 minutes left.
I got unmuted. It's very interesting. I'm glad you brought that up. That's the first time I heard about that interview. And it's very interesting how people of these great powers and their thinking is. But you see, they've been trained in the house of the synagogue and how to react to all things. And I have a picture of Trump with his father and him at the Jewish memorial and when he was about 12, 13 years of age. And that's about the time they start exposing these young men to all the knowledges of the protocols and the secrets and everything.
Yep.
And maybe the next time we'll have a little time to go into war unto you lawyers, as it is in Luke and throughout some of the parts of Scripture, and how they come right before the Father walking on the face of the earth, the Creator of all the heavens and the earth, and they talk down to him. So don't expect them to talk up to talk even on an even keel with us. And when they talk, then they talk down to the Father, the Creator. It's an unbelievable thing that these people have this audacity, and they have this character in their inner genetics, because they are the children of Lucifer. If you read into the whole story, they are the offspring, and this is the reason they can do what they do, and how they do it is because they have the inbred genetics of their father, Lucifer, okay? So maybe that'll help, because Cain was not the son of Adam. And when people tell you that, they don't read very well and they're not thinking very well. But we could go into that some other time. But I thank you for the evening. It was a wonderful time of learning, and I learned so much. But this is something we have to learn because we don't want to get caught up in being part of it. We have to learn not what to do because of these people. So Thank our father for the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. We really appreciate that. We appreciate you being with us tonight.
And good night to Chris also. I really appreciate all the comments and everything brings forth. It's a real education for myself, and I'm sure the people that are listening on the radio or on the, whatever their communications are, that they sure appreciate Chris coming on and your efforts and your time, Eric, to put this thing forth and bring it together. So we pray that we do this before our Father and for the Father's will and for the use of the work that's to be done here on earth for us to obtain that which our Father has promised us, heavenly time. Oh, I yield.
Thank you very much, Gary. I want to give people a little preview of what we just discussed. We're all under Protocol 1. I haven't even got to Protocol 2 yet, and there's several dozen of them. And here's a little teaser for tomorrow. Tomorrow's headings are, we did gold, right is might, tonight, and tomorrow we're going to do We Are Despots. We are at least they're honest. We are despots. And the heading after that is We Shall End Liberty. It also goes on to destructive education. Protocol number 3 has poverty as our weapon, and we support communism, et cetera, et cetera. You get the idea, folks? We're going to dig into this more tomorrow night. I find it very interesting how tight and how right spot on these are applicable to today's situation, the protocols of the meetings of the learned elders of Zion, who are only learned in their wicked, evil, disgusting behaviors. And with that, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning into the American Awakening tonight. We're winding the evening down. We will be back tomorrow. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. I'm sitting in for Mike Herzog. I want to thank Mike and John Stantmiller for letting me sit in. I'm sure Mike will return. He's busy right now doing another project, but he will be back. And we also hope that Tom McAvara will be back. Please follow Tom's case, and if you can find out some information, please call in and share it with the show. I want to thank John Stantmiller. I want to thank Mike on the board, the unsung hero, for all this. Thank you very much for everything you do, gentlemen. Thank you all listeners, and especially the people that communicate with me with positive comments. I appreciate it. It lets us know we're on the right track. My email is Eric Hughes, erichughes @ny@yahoo. Feel free to send me a message and tune in tomorrow on the American Awakening on the RBN Network. Have a good night. Thanks, Gary. Thanks, Chris, and we appreciate you guys.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.